The sun is so hot this time of year. I can feel the skin on my face drying up. But I don't want to move. It's been so long since I've seen him. I think humans call that time of year spring. But I don't care about spring because summer is so much more important. Because that's when he comes. Every day. For over a month. And it can be just like it was when we were kids. He's going to appear any second now. I see him. Wait. I don't want him to see me. I want to ambush him. He's looking for me. He must really not see me. Come on, just a little bit more. There, I'm coming for you. Now to circle him. He's gonna be so surprised when he finds out the shark hunting him is actually me. Okay, I can't wait anymore. My human, my best friend, my... He's smiling, but what's that look in his eye? No. This is supposed to be a happy time. Hey, what's wrong? Typical. They always say nothing, even when it's obvious that it's not. Seriously, tell me. Come on, I've waited so long to see you. And I won't have it ruined by something that should have stayed on land. He's starting to move. Oh, no, you don't. I won't stop. Sharks are the apex predator in the water, so this is my turf. He thinks that what he's hiding is going to ruin the mood. What's he hiding? If it's another monster, I can't smell it on him. College? I don't get what the problem is. I'll just swim up there and we can still see each other. I thought you said you weren't going to go there because it's landlocked. Ugh, his mother. No. She always pushed him so hard, but why would he go against him? When do you leave? I don't understand. I thought the summer was supposed to last over a month. We hardly have 3 weeks left. Come on, let's go to our old spot. I'm sure we can find a way around this. All right, hold on tight. Here we are. This place is so different from the rest of the beach. It's hard to believe it's only a few minutes' walk from the entrance. Although it's not surprising, considering the cancers tend to live around this part. They assault anyone who passes by with bubbles. Remember when you were little and played tag with Susie? You were so clean that you were practically transparent. I suppose that Susie went on her own way as well. It's not surprising, since monsters tend to go with the first man they mate with, and cancers seduce men by aggressively washing them. I don't know where she went, though. Hey, we can talk about the college thing later. At least let me get out of the water first. It's so nice here. I don't have to worry about my skin drying up. He's sitting on a rock a short distance away, but he seems so apprehensive. Hey, come here. Not budging. Time to bring up the time I managed to wrestle him down on land after he lost to me in the water. You know that if I come and get you, you won't be able to stop me from dragging you here. Remember a few years ago when you wouldn't shut up about the whole sharks are smooth thing? I still find it funny how quickly I managed to get you to stop. Thought of him leaving is really putting a downer on things. I should have listened when I had the chance. But would he have even told me? I waited every day, even though I knew he most likely wouldn't show up. Would he have relied on that to keep me going? I have to know. All right. I'm getting tired of being the only one talking and resorting to nostalgic moments. Let's talk. Look, I know the exact day when our meeting started to decline. I don't want him to feel guilty, but he needs to hear it. 5 years and 70 days. I knew what was coming too, because you started leaving earlier and earlier. I remember the one time that I tried to keep you back here a little while longer, and then your mother threatened to get the police involved if I ever took you back here. Oh, you didn't know about that. Your mom got in contact with the Dullahan running the police station, and it went back to my parents. My dad was so mad, and my mom thought it was cute, but that's why I didn't bring you here until you went into high school. Well, by the time you were in high school, you were so busy with school that I knew the only times that I saw you were when you had nothing else on your plate. Look, I'm not gonna stop you from leaving. But I don't want to lose you forever. Fuck, I'm losing my composure. I can't confess, not like this, not under these circumstances. Yeah, you're the only friend I have left. Thank God that he's dense. I justify the worry of him being claimed by a monster without confessing? I know. What if there's a manticore or a dark elf? They won't let you come here, especially if they know if it's to see me. Now he thinks he isn't good enough to get those kinds of girls. What the fuck is this idiot on about? I'm sure that any monster would be lucky to have you. After all, a lot of the dominant types like dense idiots because they think it's cute. Not that I think it's cute or anything. I'm just trying to comfort a friend so that we can salvage this already fucked up situation. There's no way he doesn't know now. Fuck. But if he leaves, I would be hurting him just as much as he's hurting me, and I don't want that. Let's just go back to shore. We can hang out over there. Right, hold on. Where the fuck did he go? He was holding on. There's no way I could have just lost him. The fuck? No. What the fuck? Okay, I just need to stay calm and look for his scent. I'm an apex predator. Nothing gets away from me. There. I've got him. Is he breathing? Oh, thank God. You idiot! You fucking moron! You goddamn asshole! If I wasn't a Murshock, you would have drowned. I know you let go on purpose. What did you think was going to happen? You can't recover that fast from going that speed to almost nothing in a matter of seconds. Do you know what I would have done if you drowned? I would have honestly just stopped moving with you in my arms. I just let myself sink to the sea floor and drown. Because you are what makes my life worth living. Even when I knew you probably wouldn't come, it was the chance that you might show up that kept me going. All my friends are getting married and leaving. My parents are dealing with my copious amounts of sisters. And there being nothing to fucking do except live in my own thoughts, creating fantasies of you and me living under the ocean together, away from your human society, away from school, and away from your bitch of a mother. Oh Christ, did I just say all of that out loud? Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck me, fuck. He is not going to take me seriously after that. Damn it, God fucking damn it. What do you mean? What do I mean? I can salvage this. Maybe. No. Fuck it. He's gonna be gone in a few weeks, and with my luck, some slut of a succubus is going to take him from me. I might as well just come out with it. I love you. I've loved you for so long. I couldn't wait until we were both adults so I could claim you as mine in the eyes of the Demon Queen. I couldn't wait to take you away from all of this stress and pressure. I couldn't wait to see you every morning when I woke up. I couldn't wait to treat every day like summer. Most of my kind find their husbands on sunken ships or swimming, but not me. I found my husband when I was a small little shark. I just didn't know it yet. I'll wait here as long as I have to. I'll circle you as long as I have to. I won't give up until either I have you or someone else takes you. And even when you leave, I'll swim around this entire country on the days I know you'll be gone so that I can still swim circles around you and keep my prey in place. There. That's the truth. Well, aren't you going to say something? Say anything. So, we both love each other. Wants me to claim him. Best way to do that would be in the water, but if I did that, I would grant him the blessing of Poseidon, and he would be bound to the sea. The furthest he would be able to go from the coast is his house, but even then, his lungs would change to take oxygen from water. Even walking quickly on land would be too much for him unless he got used to it. I have to tell him. It would be selfish of me not to. I can't claim you. At least, not normally. If I claimed you on land, it would be enough to keep other monsters from you, but we wouldn't technically be married in the eyes of the ocean god. Please think about it. If you want to wait, I understand. Just knowing we made it this far is good enough for me. Okay. Take my hand. Now I must hunt. Swim as fast as you can away. Damn it, he's still dense as hell. Listen, it's important that I chase you down, so pretend like I'm a monster from the prior Demon Queen. Okay, at least he gets that. All right. I'll count to 10, and then I'll start chasing you. One. Two. Look at him go. This is gonna be fun. Three. Four. Five. The water carries his scent to me. I can hardly hold myself back. Six, seven, eight. He will be mine. Nine. No one will be able to take him from me. 10. I'm catching up. His human body isn't made for the water like mine is. He's getting tired. Perfect. He won't be able to resist as I pull him under and give him the blessing of Poseidon. There's no turning back for him. He's my prey. He's mine. I must have him. He's struggling. I know that he's scared. He's always had a brave face, but I know his personality. It's okay. I won't let you drown. I need to time this right. Just as his lungs try to pull in air, that's when I do it. Now. He's trembling. But I know that he trusts me. His arms are wrapped so tightly around me. Don't hold your breath. You can breathe now. There. I've granted you a temporary version of Poseidon's blessing. Once I claim you, you'll be granted this ability permanently with more refined results. While you can breathe, and the salt water doesn't hurt your eyes, it still feels like you're short of breath and your vision is blurry. But that doesn't matter. My breathing is perfect, and my eyes can see clearly, and that's all I need to claim you. And then I'll be able to keep you safe. Just keep your arms wrapped around me. I'm going to start removing your swimsuit. I'll go slow for now, but I can't promise I won't lose control once they're off. On land, my touch might feel cold, but in the water, my touch is warm. He will get used to the sea, but he will always feel my cold, rough skin as soft and warm. Did you just whimper? I'll start by rubbing it. He's hard, but I know he can do better. This must feel so overwhelming. Trust me, I would be overwhelmed too if my predatory instincts weren't kicking in. I won't test my luck. I know you're a virgin, so I don't need you coming just yet. Especially when you're not inside me yet. He's lined up. Time to.
is inside of me. Oh, my body feels so hot. I knew he was cute, but I swear he's getting cuter by the minute. Oh, I need to make him mine. I need to make him mine. Oh, fuck. Finally. After so long, I finally have you where I've always wanted you. You taste divine. Zamana, his love, everything. Wait, he's fighting. Fucking take it. I can feel him tensing up. He's coming. Oh, that's right. Come in me. Yes. Good boy. Good prey. Oh, fuck yes. Trembling. Fuck. I think I was too rough with him. No. No, this can't be how it starts. I have to make things right. Hey. Look at me. Please. Oh, thank God. There are those beautiful eyes. You're mine. So, can you see me yet? You can? That's wonderful. Look, I know I went too far. I should have warned you before the bite, before I lost control. Were you scared? Be honest. You poor thing. I won't do that again. Not unless I know you're ready for it. I love you. I've loved you for so long. Just keep your arms around me. It'll take some time before you're used to living underwater. And even then, I'll always be faster and stronger than you. I can't wait to show you my home. You'll love it. I don't know why you were so attracted to a sea monster like me, but I'm going to show you others like me. Not Mershark. But you found me interesting instead of scary, so I hope you'll do the same for them. Good boy. Now get some rest. I love you.